Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 23 after. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're commemorating the 10th anniversary of the events of 9-1-1, September the 11th, 2001. And we're doing that today and on the show, just the entire show, basically, except for, with one exception, the entire show is going to be based around commemorating that with people who were there, Washington, D.C., New York. And I want to, it's just you and me again, this segment. I wanted to read to you, I'm calling it a poem. You know, a real poet probably might not call it this, but the reason I'm calling it a poem is because I sat down, this is the first thing I wrote after that event. I guess it was the next day, and I couldn't write it in paragraph form. I kept hitting the return key, and I finally just gave up and let it go. And this is what came out. The images are burned into my brain, the impacts, the fires, the destruction. I want to wake up from this nightmare. I just keep shaking my head. Who could do this? Why would anyone do this? How could any human being do this? I just keep shaking my head. Four airplanes gone. So many buildings destroyed. One rural meadow scarred. I just keep shaking my head. Hundreds, no thousands of innocent lives taken. Thousands, no tens of thousands of families grieving. Millions, no billions of civilized human beings disbelieving. I just keep shaking my head. So much love denied, so many friendships abbreviated, so many spirits lost to another dimension. I just keep shaking my head. Years of productivity gone, a world of promise stolen, a wealth of contribution eliminated. I just keep shaking my head. Survivors' faces in pain and anguish, loved ones heartbroken, the toll incalculable. I just keep shaking my head. A few evil people, thousands of innocent victims. Why is evil easier to leverage than good? I just keep shaking my head. The irony is palpable. Evildoers with blood on their hands. Courageous recovery workers with blood on their hands. I just keep shaking my head. Why is there despair simultaneous with hope? How could there be loathing concurrent with admiration? How can this be? I just keep shaking my head. I seek the blessing in all of this, but my vision is blurred by anger and frustration. Alas, the blessing is elusive. I just keep shaking my head. At last, I witness hopefulness and unity. I see selflessness and courage. Now we unite behind a purpose. I begin to raise my head. Here there is love being shown. There we see hope springing forth. Yonder there are demonstrations of leadership. I raise my head further. America is strong. Americans have strong spirits. We summon the resolve for which we are known. We demonstrate the courage with which we have been blessed. I hold my head high. I have faith in myself. I have confidence in our people. We have been here before. God be with us. God bless America. That's something that I wrote, as I said, just the next day after we were attacked. And here's another thought. The human spirit is the most powerful force in the world. Unfortunately, a single evil spirit is often more powerful than a good one. The reason for this inequity is because it's the nature of evil to be fanatical and aggressive, while the nature of good is to be gentle, often complacent, and sometimes even naive. The good news is there are more good people in this world than evil ones. But that math only works, to paraphrase Edmund Burke, if the good work together courageously against the evil. We can't afford to be naive. We don't have the luxury of being complacent. This is no time for gentleness. We owe it to those who gave their lives to never forget the images we saw on September the 11th, 2001. To never forget what this evil hath wrought. Let's work together, all nations of good people, until we rid ourselves of this evil called terrorism. However long it takes, whatever it takes, we can claim no other comparable blessing to offset the imbalance between the power of good and the forces of evil. Ladies and gentlemen, I wrote those things, as I said, 10 years ago, but they're still valid today, aren't they? We're still faced with people, evil people, who want to do us harm. But if you think about it, think about how few there are of them and how many there are of the rest of us. Tolerant people versus intolerant people. Many tolerant people, not so much intolerant. We have to be vigilant against those people. We have to fight them, but we also have to demonstrate that there's a better way than intolerance and hatred. It's a long task. We have a lot of work ahead of us. The good people have to work courageously to accomplish that in the world. It's 29 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Rich Galen's with us. He's in Washington, D.C. He's going to share some of his thoughts about 9-1-1 10 years ago after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.